So we learn that you do not destroy a shul till you build the next shul. Even if you have money set aside, you can't rely on that because you may have to use it for other mitzvahs. And only when you finish building the first one, then you can destroy the old one if there's no need for it. That if they want to knock down one wall, also they don't knock it down until they build a new wall, and then they knock down the old wall. That which you're not knock down the first one, if the first one was a good, well-built shul. If the old one is already an endangered building and it may fall there, then you don't leave it up because it's a dangerous place to be. And therefore, you say to myself, "Miyan, machin lusav b'mehir, v'yomim v'layla, shem yitzchak asher v'yisher choyev." When you do have this situation that you have to knock down the old one, you have to work as fast as you can to build a new one, because if you take your time, you never know what's going to happen. Also, if there's a gzeira from the malchus that you're not allowed to use the old shul, then the same thing applies also, that you knock down the old one. Obviously, you should try to be mevatel the gzeira, but if it doesn't work, then you're allowed to knock it down. Yeah, Shabur also brings a case where they had the shul that they used to live out of the wall, and then they lived inside the wall part of the city, and the shul was out of the wall part of the city, so there was nothing to do with it. So in that circumstance, they also permitted to knock it down because it really had no use as is. The Mo says, "Also likach avonim yivezik neses hayishonik zeilim haschadosha." You now take a stone or bricks from the original one to build a new shul. We're talking about in the cases where the first shul is still in good condition. If you anyway have to knock down the first shul, then you're allowed to use stones to build a second shul. For also list of davening basic nesses, elim kin oisam nas livnes. And the nice anything that's part of the shul, you're not allowed to break, even if you have permission to do it. Because just like now to break one of the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, so too we learn a shul, which is like a Beis HaMikdash, you should not break any part of the shul unless it's necessary in order to build and enlarge or fix. He says that the issue is to break the Kli Kodesh or the shul, but just to take the benches out of the shul, that's not included in this also. Most of the Achrayim also hold that if you want to put a board up, a bulletin board up, you're allowed to drill holes in the wall, even though you're destroying it a little bit.